Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
We're going to take a deep dive into something right now regarding drones. And I've had several people contact me and ask me to do an update, a story about something happening in Michigan regarding drones. And the interesting thing is that there's a case that just got decided yesterday. And I've got a copy of the opinion in my hand signed by the judge. And this is important because drone law is one of those things that's evolving as we speak. I try not to talk about things that are unsettled without saying, by the way, this is very unsettled law. And several people told me that there's a case pending in Genesee County Circuit Court, Michigan, which is where Flint is located. You may have heard of Flint. And this case involves drone usage. And so while it was pending, I thought, well, I'm going to wait to see what happens because I'd rather talk about it after it happens and explain the outcome, because that's what affects us all. If I'd done an update earlier, I'd have to say, well, we have to wait and see what happens. So what happened is this: a case called Michigan Coalition of Drone Operators and Robert Harrison versus Genesee County, Genesee County Parks Commission, and some other individuals. And this is a case that was filed in Genesee County Circuit Court and in front of Judge Joseph Farah. And what happened was, this case got filed as a civil action, as a lawsuit, but in essence, the parties were looking for a court to make a ruling and enter injunctive relief, actually issue an injunction to stop somebody from doing something, and I'll explain to you what that is. The question is this: can a county, Genesee County, prohibit the use of drones in its parks consistently with state and federal statutes? To address this question, of course, the court must examine the statutes in play, the parties' briefs, and the evidentiary hearing held to consider whether the county's ban on drone flying can coexist with state and federal legislation. So here's what's going on. There's a county in a big state, the state I live in, and the county had a rule against flying drones over their parks. On December 8th, 2018, Robert Harrison was in Crossroads Village, which is a Genesee County Park property that is managed by Genesee County Parks Commission. While on the land, Harrison operated an unmanned aerial system, which we'll call it drone. He was approached by two Genesee County park rangers and ordered to desist from further flying. Harrison was then arrested, handcuffed, placed in the back of a GCPC vehicle, and had his drone, iPhone, and iPad confiscated. The rangers cited Harrison with a misdemeanor for violation of the park rules, which at the time said, no person shall make any ascent or descent in any balloon, airplane, or parachute on any land or waters administered by or under the jurisdiction of the commission or its agent, or except as may be necessary in the event of an emergency. Hey, once in a while the laws aren't updated as quickly as they should be. But balloons, airplanes, and parachutes. And by the way, it's extremely difficult to make an ascent in a parachute. I know what people are going to say, Steve, there are powered parachutes that can take off, but it's more of a flying wing, isn't it? On December 13th, 2018, the GCPC voted to revise its park rules to include drones. Now, keep in mind that the man was arrested on December 8th, so they are going to revise their park rules after he's been arrested. Just pointing that out, the new rule said, no person shall, upon the property administered by the commission, make any ascent or descent, operate or possess any balloon, airplane, parachute, drone, manned or unmanned aircraft on commission property. So they included drones when they realized that, oh, drones aren't covered by balloons, airplanes, and parachutes. On January 2nd, 2019, counsel for Harrison was informed that the Civil Division of the Genesee County Prosecutor's Office was not pursuing the warrant asked for by the GCPC. As a result, his seized property was returned to him, which is a blessing in disguise because, quite frankly, quite often they'll arrest somebody and keep their stuff and say, oh, by the way, you're free to go. So they gave him back his stuff. That's a step in the right direction, but it doesn't solve the problem. On April 3rd, 2019, the GCPC was informed of the intent of a group of drone enthusiasts to appear at a park for a drone fly-in. And of course, this group had decided to do this because they wanted to test the laws, because their position was that this particular local park rule is not enforceable. But we'll get to that. This prompted somebody from the GCPC to inform the enthusiasts that such activity would violate park rules and that each pilot would need to apply and pay for a Genesee County Parks and Recreational drone permit, which now everyone's going, bingo, that's what this is all about. But after this communication, the chief ranger, Kevin Shanlian, ordered the EA Cummings Center closed. So he basically just said, okay, if they're not going to play along, we're just going to close the park. The enthusiasts moved over to Richfield Park, which is also within the bounds of Genesee County. And the rangers, however, met the group at the park armed. It's important you bring weapons to a drone flying. Shanlian indicated the rangers should let the enthusiasts know that it was a criminal misdemeanor to fly in the parks, and they could confiscate the equipment of anyone found in violation. These actions, taken as a whole, prompted Harrison and the Michigan Coalition of Drone Operators to file suit against the Genesee County Park Commission and the various people involved to ask for declaratory and injunctive relief, claiming that the Genesee County Park rule is preempted by Michigan law. Court will now analyze this. So I've spoken before about how you can have local laws, you can have municipality laws, county laws, state laws, and federal laws. Oftentimes these laws are parallel, oftentimes they overlap. Sometimes there are laws passed that violate more important laws, and those lower laws become unenforceable, especially if a court rules on it. So for instance, if somebody passed a law and they outlawed public speech in a park like that, well, the First Amendment obviously would overrule that. So Harrison is seeking injunctive relief. The court must consider the four factors articulated, and they talk about the fact that, you know, if you go to court and file a lawsuit, if you're looking for something like damages, you want the other side to pay you money, the court will go through the whole process of a trial and so on if necessary. But injunctive relief is where you're asking the court to rule on something and then either forbid somebody from doing something or force them to do it. And you can ask for a preliminary injunctive relief where you basically say, look, you know, we're going to prevail on this anyway. Why wait? And so they talked about some of the standards involved there, but we don't really need to get into that. What we have to look at instead is whether Harrison is likely to prevail on the merits of the case, and that involves statutory analysis. The court therefore focused exclusively and in depth on that factor of the merits. There is a state law, Michigan compiled laws, these blue books behind me. MCL 259-305 starts the analysis, which talks about, except as expressly authorized by statute, a political subdivision shall not enact or enforce an ordinance or resolution that regulates the ownership or operation of unmanned aircraft or otherwise engage in the regulation of the ownership or operation of unmanned aircraft. So this is something that the state is reserving for itself. And then later it says, subject to another subsection, a political subdivision that prohibits by ordinance, regulation, or resolution the operation of non-emergency motor vehicles and the political may enact and enforce an ordinance, regulation, or resolution that is necessary and proper to prohibit the knowing and intentional operation of an unmanned aircraft in a manner that interferes with the safe use of a horse in commercial activity, including horse-drawn carriages, wagons, or carts, and so on. And so it's got a bunch of other stuff in here, but obviously some of this is outdated, some of it's not. But there's a section that does matter. Three, this act does not prohibit a political subdivision from promulgating rules, regulations, and ordinances for use of unmanned aircraft systems by the political subdivision within the boundaries of the political subdivision. So in other words, if the county wants to set up rules for how its own employees run drones, they're allowed to do that. So court writes, the analysis transcends this statute. The county points to MCL 46.362 and 46.364, which provides counties with the authority to promulgate rules and regulations for lands they own. And then it goes on and on. But one of the things the court highlights is, it says, rules shall not be contrary to or inconsistent with the laws of the state. And elsewhere, they must be in a manner consistent with federal law for the operation of a model aircraft. With these statutes as a guide, the court now turns to the statutory interpretation questions. The responses to these questions frame whether Harrison can establish the elements necessary for the courts to grant the injunctive relief he seeks. So, If state law prohibits a political subdivision from barring the operation of drones in a county park, then precisely what does the section allow a political subdivision to do pertaining to drones in their parks? And it goes on and on with all this very, very complicated discussion, which I'm not going to get into, but it hinges on the language that I highlighted earlier where I said the act does not prohibit a political subdivision from making rules regarding the use of unmanned aircraft systems by the political subdivision. So in other words, they are allowed to regulate how they use drones. They can't regulate how other people use drones. So the question, of course, is, was that really the intent of the statute? Probably, because they knew darn well that if they regulated the use of an airspace, the FAA might be upset by that. But the state of Michigan had also already said that they couldn't do that. So a couple other things they talk about here. The court acknowledges that there's no authoritative case law that discusses the regulation of drone operation. As such, the court employs the same reasoning as the court in a couple other cases regarding what the term operation means. Even so doing, the court has made a determination the county can only promulgate rules, regulations, and ordinance as it pertains to its own use of drones, which extends the narrower operation that the county seeks to have the court adopt. Either way, the result is the same. The county cannot regulate the operation of drones unless the regulation is tailored to regulate its own employees or is precisely consistent with state and federal law. So it was kind of strange that they took the position they did, but it was quite clear that the law was written in such a way as to not allow counties and municipalities to draft their own rules regulating how other people operate drones in the airspace that is, in essence, airspace in Michigan or federal airspace. So the conclusion here is, for the reasons foregoing, this court prohibits the enforcement of any ban on possession, use, or operation of drones on Robert Harrison or other members of the public by the Genesee County Parks Commission and any of its agents, representatives, rangers, members, officers, directors, and employees that is inconsistent with the dictates of state and federal law. And by the way, they put a footnote here that says, while maybe not as ardently disputed, the county's requirement for payment of fees for drone flying and for application for permits can only stand if tolerated by state and federal expression on these issues. So the implication is that those are also struck down. So it's kind of weird, but, and again, I'm going to have to summarize quite a bit. If I read you the whole 11-page opinion, nobody'd be here now, except me talking to myself. But the state of Michigan has specifically said you can't restrict drone flights at the local levels, except if you want to regulate yourselves. Like if the county owns a drone, you can have rules for that. If the city owns a drone, they can have a rule for how their own guy runs their own drone. But this is going to be left to the states, at least in Michigan. It's going to be left to the state's own lawmakers. And other states probably have a similar concept. I will admit I've not checked into other states yet. This is the cutting edge of the law right now because drones are relatively new. Not so much in the fact that we've had drones for years, but drones have now gotten to be rather common and extremely affordable. So that 20 years ago, drone technology may have existed. 10 years ago, it existed, but it was not something that anybody could get. Nowadays, you can get a drone as a stocking stuffer at Christmas. So drones are common. And so whether or not they need to be regulated is another question. But the point simply is this, that the state of Michigan passed a law that says you can't regulate it at the lower level. We're going to take care of that. And when Genesee County passed a rule saying, hey, you want to fly a drone in our park, you got to pay for a permit and follow our rules. And first, they tried to enforce the archaic law regarding hot air balloons and aeroplanes. And then they updated the law after the guy was arrested. Now, admittedly, they weren't trying to charge the guy with the later law because that's obviously wrong. But they did release the guy, but then they passed a new rule. So when the people went to do the fly-in as a test of that and they got in the brouhaha over it, It gave them good standing to file this lawsuit. So Judge Joseph Farah in the Circuit Court of the County of Genesee in Michigan, which is seated in Flint, ruled on this just yesterday.
Wow.
So this is brand new stuff here, my friends. And this is, like I said, the latest. Now, things can change. This is one of those fields that's going to evolve very quickly. The state might pass new rules. And of course, whatever state you're in might pass their own rules. But that's the current state of the law in Michigan. So it looks like if you are in Michigan, you want to fly a drone, check out the state laws, but don't worry so much about the little local rules where they say you got to buy a permit from us before you can fly a drone over, say, a county park. There you go. Thanks for everybody who sent it to me. Several people did. Questions, comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Experience is the name everyone gives to their mistakes.